Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Long really crowds the plate, that back right foot for the righty. Directly on the chalk towards the back of the batter's box. Morrell dances off of first, the pitch on the way, which is grounded towards third. It's a fair ball, and it deflects off of the base. It's in the left field. Morrell is going to take third and stand there. The Cubs get a break. That was just a routine ground ball out to third. A few bounces near Yidi Capé, but it was a fair ball. It went right off of the base. And it's a base hit. Jonathan Long will take second as well. He never stopped running. And that ball banged off the sidewall. As here in Beloit, that sidewall takes an exact 90-degree right angle past the rain tarp. So if it takes a good bounce for you, and it's fortunate, it could be tough for a left fielder to play exactly what happened. So runners are at second and third. It's a scoreless game just underway in the top of the first, and Calmer's got to protect the zone. You got to imagine Miller is going to try and fool Calmer here, maybe deliver something way down low. We'll see. Here's the 0-2. He went with another slider, and Calmer strikes out swinging. Big spot. Calmer K's, and Miller gets out of the frame with the bags loaded. Beloit able to execute. An escape from the top of the first. No score, and it's the Sky Carp coming up next against right-hander Will Sanders. Then a ground out, sack fly, and another ground out. And it's going to be a 1-2-3 first inning for Will Sanders. A three unassisted, a ball hit right to Brian Calmer at first. Will Sanders, a great start in Beloit. We are done with an inning. Zamora bats right-handed. Fresh white batting gloves on either hand. And he'll drive a ball out to center, forcing Bateman back to the wall. He's looking up, and this ball is going to leave the yard. It's a three-run homer for Josh Zamora. And mark it back-to-back days now with a long ball for Zamora. That ball got out of here in a hurry. Wind blowing out to center, and it's 3-0. 8 runs on 6 hits for the Sky Carp, plus 2 homers by Zamora. He's got 5 RBIs already. Here's a ball driven to right center. That forces Chavers back to the wall. He's looking up, and this ball is gone. Back-to-back homers. It's Caballero. He's been on twice. He walked and scored in the second. A solo shot here. That's only his second hit in 7 games with the Sky Carp, but the solo shot makes it 9-0. The last base runner, a single for Rafael Morrell. As Opitz drives one out to right near the corner, back it goes towards the wall. This ball is going to be a home run. Casey Opitz, a solo shot. It's a Hoosier Lottery home run. Second of the year for Opitz in 7 games. That was curling towards the foul pole and right. Tough vantage point for us up here, but the Cubs are on the board. It's 10-1. The Diamondbacks today will counter with right-hander Brandon Pfaadt. As Calmer drives this one to left, it's going to be off the wall for a base hit. Stretching up to try to make the play was Caballero. He knocked it down on the warning track. Rounding third, coming home is Jonathan Long, and he'll be plated on a double by Brian Calmer. Calmer's double is his third RBI of the season. Long scored all the way from first on a ball that just burned the head of the left fielder Caballero. It deflected off the wall, took a friendly Cubs bounce, and it's 11-2. Shallow center coming in is Morrell. He will make a diving play. Rafael Morrell takes a base hit away from Yidi Capé. That would have scored at least one more. Morrell was playing very deep in center. And remember, he only came into play center field earlier this inning. Rafael Morrell, he is starting to earn the Energizer Bunny type namesake that his brother had right here in South Bend. Good play by Morrell. They get 2 more runs. 7th inning. And Rojas pulls this one in the left. It's a base hit. Morrell will be waved around third. Caballero has the ball in left. No relay throw made towards the plate. RBI single, Jefferson Rojas. Six-game hitting streak for the 18-year-old. Two strikes on Morrell. And the pitch from Poland. This is drilled up the left field line, and it's going to be a four-hit game for Rafael Morrell. Bertuzzi will round second, head to third, and he'll come home to score. Morrell has also got an RBI to his credit. Rafael brings in Fabian Bertuzzi. Morrell, his first RBI is a South Bend Cub, and it's going to be a double. Morrell is 4-for-5. Best game as a Cub, no doubt. He is certainly your next player of the game in all Cubs doubles, presented by the Doubletree South Bend. Here's the kick and the pitch. Fouled off of the catcher, Barstad. Cubs are again down to their last strike. Jefferson Rojas earlier in this month had a four-hit game. Morrell has now matched that. Morrell now hitting 400 on the season. Started at 3, went to 4. And the right-hander's 1-2 up high, ball 2. Jared Poland, the former man from Louisville. That's where he played college ball. The 2-2. Rojas will pop this one up. Foul ground, first base side. With room, Montgomery, the first baseman, squeezes. And Beloit wins the ball game. It's going to be a final of 19-4. Unfortunately, this one just got away from the Cubs rather quickly. And the Skycarp did not look back on the day. They crushed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 home runs. And that is the story of today. Skycarp win it, final of 19-4.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.